When the right people come together at the right moment, when they care almost as much about winning as they do about each other, they can become the best of the best.
Welcome to the best soccer show, the best soccer show in the whole world.
What's going on, besties? Welcome to the best soccer show live coming at you after the Americans get back to winning ways here in World Cup qualifying with a 1-0 win over El Salvador. Everybody raise your hands if you had Anthony Robinson in the goal pool for this match. No, you didn't, Jared?
I didn't. I got to know, though, off the top, man. Did you grow the goatee in homage to Jason Davis because he couldn't be here tonight so that there would be one on the show?
No, this is in homage to another sport that I'm watching closely at the moment, a little playoff beard.
Batman.
Yeah, there you go. So, I am not Jason Davis tonight filling in for him. I am Nicky Soup and Salad Sausage, Skyline, whatever you want to call me. I'm here tonight to recap tonight's win over El Salvador. Now, the Americans on if the table I was looking at is correct now, Jared, now with 18 points after nine matches played.
I'm not sure if Canada's game is final, but I think they're 19, still 1 point ahead if that game went final.
I don't know if it went final yet. They are still up 1-0. And, of course, if you're joining us late, Mexico was down to 10-man Jamaica and ended up scoring two more goals. They're in the lead right now. 2-1 over Jamaica. So
it was fun while it lasted, man. Having that little side thing going on over there, like seeing Mexico down while we're up and seeing them so close to fourth place. So unfortunately, it doesn't look like that result's going to hold. But listen, we got a USA result to talk about here, guys. What we want to know is, what's your feeling on the game? We've got the phones up, 717-727-BEST. Give us a call. Let us know how you felt about the game. Starting off with the starting lineup, surprises in that Ricardo Pepi doesn't get the start over Jesus Ferreira. What did you think about Jesus Ferreira's night? I'm going to tell you that I think it was better than most fans are going to give him credit
really?
For. Now, well, I mean, you're always going to remember the fact that he probably should have had two goals on night. That's a big deal. I'm not trying to discount that. But the reason why he was in there played itself out over the course of the game, and that was to pull defenders out. I occupied a different part of space than Ricardo Pepi would. And if you think about where the actual goal ended up coming from, I mean, that was from Jesus Ferreira dishing out to Anthony Robinson. He was in pulled back off the center back, so they were able to flick the ball out wide. And then again, in Yunus Musa's great effort that had a fantastic save by the El Salvadorian keeper, that was also set up by Jesus Ferreira on a little dish out wide. So he was doing certain things right in his movement, but unfortunately, I think a lot of people are just going to remember that there's two goals that didn't get scored that people are going to be like, Ricardo Pepi would have scored those.
Fair enough. And as Jared mentioned, we want to hear from you. So get in touch with us, 717-727-BEST. We've got phone lines open right now. We want to hear who your man of the match was. We want to hear from you if you were in Columbus. Were you there braving the cold temperatures tonight in Central Ohio? Again, get in touch with us. We want to know your take on the atmosphere tonight. It sounded loud. Way to go, Columbus, to represent. They've got great history there when it comes to American soccer.
Don't get all Ohio on me.
I know. So again, like I said, we've got phone lines open, 717-727-BEST. This is your chance to get in and have your say. Shall we go to the phones?
Let's do it.
Oh, never mind. Looks like they dropped. Call us back. 717-727-BEST.
I'm going to put this up real quick because I think this is something you saw a little bit of out there, and that's Pulisic not getting much love from the American soccer fans in this game right now. Chasley says Pulisic does not have it anymore, or he is just being crowded and marked out. So you saw, I think, in Pulisic, a player that was getting pretty frustrated at service on the left-hand side. He chose to come in the middle. But the problem with that is the whole point of putting Jesus Ferreira into this game was to occupy a little bit of that middle spot right there.
Yeah.
So when Pulisic starts getting frustrated with not getting the service out wide and he comes into the middle, now you've brought more players into an already kind of crowded space, And that's why you're seeing Christian Pulisic so often dribbling into two guys, because Ferreira's defender isn't too far away. They can step off and double team when that touch goes a little bit off his foot. So I don't think the best of nights for Christian Pulisic. Hopefully he has a better run out if he gets the nod in the Canada game. But I don't think he's the captain of this team, to be honest with you. I'm kind of surprised to see him get the armband.
Interesting.
But yeah, what do you think? Pulisic's like a captain material?
I'm not disagreeing. I just am surprised to hear that. I don't know. I mean, there are times where I think he can be, and then there are times where I think there are other players on the squad that probably are more deserving. I tend to agree with you.
Yeah, I think for me, it's Tyler Adams' team. It's his team. I think even after that, it's Weston McKennie's team after that. Definitely some things to talk about on the back end of the night in the last few minutes. Definitely some stuff to worry about for U.S. soccer fans in that Weston McKennie comes up a bit lame on a late run. Looks like he was running pretty freely by the end, so maybe it was just a cramping issue. Not sure what that is, but the Dest pull-up on the last 10 seconds, that looked like hamstring all over it. I mean, that looked like a guy that potentially pulled something right there. So hopefully it's not also, hopefully it's just a cramp as well, and it won't be something that keep him out of future fixtures. But if there's one of those two guys you can't miss, it's Weston McKennie.
We've got a couple guys on hold at the moment, guys or gals on hold at the moment. Again, we want to get
find out.
Hear it from you. 717-727-BEST. Before we go to those phone lines, I got to ask you.
Yeah.
Were you fooled by the Anthony Robinson celebration? How much were you crapping
absolutely.
Your pants?
I said out loud to my wife on the couch, I said, oh my God, no, he didn't. Like, I said that out loud. He got me, dude. I will give up. That is some fine acting chops by Anthony Robinson. And even when he walked it off like he was still hurt a little bit. I was like, is he really okay or is he still hurt? I couldn't tell. Stop doing flips, people.
I didn't see it live, but when I saw the replay later on and John Champion and Taylor Tomo were kind of breaking it down, I was like, oh my God, wow, that props. Props to Anthony Robinson, not only for the celebration, but for a fantastic goal. All right, let's go to the phones. All right, let's welcome in area code 623. Hi, who's this?
I think it might be me, Steve. Steve in Arizona.
Hey, Steve, how's
What's
it going?
What's up, Steve?
Doing well, especially after those 3 points. But really quick, I just wanted to give props to Perez and El Salvador. I think they're really doing something there. Am I still there?
Yeah, you're still here. Loud and clear. Hello.
I don't know. I don't know if USSF maybe made a mistake letting him leave. I think he's definitely going to do something good down there in El Salvador. But also, like I brought up, you guys brought it up in the chat where I put it in. I think I don't want to get crucified for this. I love all the guys on the team. Pulisic's awesome. But sometimes he just holds on to the ball too much. He doesn't have to be our guy. We have other guys on the ball. McKennie, Musa, Tim Weah. He's in the richest vein of form I've ever seen. Use the guys around you, you know, and maybe if he gets rid of the ball faster, he's not going to get hacked. He's not going to be out for so long with injuries. Don't want to take up too much time, guys. Love the show. Look forward to listening.
Appreciate it, Steve. Thanks for the call. Yeah, he brings up a great point, Jared. And specifically, I want to go back to, there was a play there in the, I want to say it was the first half. Pulisic's got the ball and Weah's open on the right and he's calling for it. And he holds on to it too long. He ends up playing it out wide to Anthony, and Weah ends up in the end getting the shot off. It goes out for a corner. But if Pulisic had played that a little bit earlier, he's got a through ball to Weah and he's one-on-one with the keeper. So
yeah, in watching the replay, I think maybe it was off his right shoulder and there was a defender off his right shoulder. I think maybe he was screened on the vision, but yeah, it was definitely there. It was on, I agree with our man from Arizona in that I think Pulisic is trying to do a little too much. I think he believes maybe a little too much the hype on the Captain America thing. I think it feeds into it when Berhalter gives him the armband as well. This team is not about Christian Pulisic. If we're being honest, this team is about the MMA midfield. That's what this team is about. That's what makes this team work, is those three guys in midfield. Christian Pulisic is a great asset to have and one of the probably most attractive assets in all of CONCACAF, but he can't beat a team by himself. You know, he's not Messi, he's not Ronaldo, they can basically take the team on his back and carry him. There might be moments like that, but I just don't think that's the player that he is. I think he needs to understand that he's got to get, and he'll be more successful if he gets Anthony Robinson into the game more. You saw that in the second half. It looked like Berhalter came out of the first half with the clear message to the guys, use the left, because they barely used the left the entire first half. So I think that was an effort to A, to satisfy Pulisic and keep him from coming inside so much, is to try to force the left side a bit. You got Anthony Robinson more in the game. You saw what that ended up being with a goal, the one goal of the game. I think the first half was about the right-hand side, and the second half was about the left-hand side. Again, a USA team has a better second half than first half. They get the goal in the second half. But this was not a convincing victory over a team that only has 3 points in qualifying. No.
I want to pose this hypothetical. And obviously, we did not see Ricardo Pepi playing up top tonight and Jesus Ferreira playing that role. And, you're talking about a guy in Pulisic who is, I don't know if selfish is the right word, Jared, but clearly he wants to be on the ball and have an impact on the game. But I feel like there are times where that MMA midfield and the cohesion amongst the group seems a little better when Aronson's on the pitch. And maybe I'm stepping out of line here, but I feel like they're more of a threat with Aronson. And then that's crazy for me to even feel that way. But I would almost like to see, and I know this would never happen because it's probably not his natural position, but what if you put him at the nine, but Pulisic at the nine, you got Aronson now on the field doing that work. And now you're not getting hacked as much, and you're maybe not, taking unnecessary fouls.
Yeah, you've seen Stanley Tucci experiment with that at Chelsea and put Pulisic into that false nine kind of role. I think you're shoehorning a way to get Aronson on the field if you do that. I think you saw Pulisic in the days leading up in the press conference talk about how he's unhappy with the fact that he's being moved around so much. He's not playing in the position he wants to be in. And I think he sees the national team as a break of that, of a chance for him to be where he feels he's effective. Now, we don't owe him anything. Berhalter doesn't owe him anything. But if you really truly believe that he's the most talented player, one of the most talented players the U.S. has, why would you want to put him in a place where he feels confident? I don't know that the time is now to make that move. It's something that Berhalter can keep up his sleeve for now. To be honest with you, I like the way Ferreira played the role tonight. I think he was unlucky not to get his chances. And if he does this consistently and doesn't make his chances, then he's going to work his way out of the team. But there's a reason why he's here instead of PFOC and DK, because neither of them, or even Pepe, can play the role that Berhalter wanted a striker to play tonight. That was Berhalter's game plan. He could have put Pepe in there, but he wanted to make the El Salvador defense chase and unlock. Dominguez for El Salvador, I got to say, had a fantastic game. That guy worked his pants off. With Eric Zafaleta out, it was a big, big ask for that defense tonight to keep up with the U.S., and I thought he'd had a fantastic game for El Salvador.
As you mentioned earlier, we've got phone lines open. 717-727-BEST. That's 717-727-BEST. This is your chance to have your say on tonight's 1-0 win over El Salvador. Let's go to the phones. Let's welcome in Bob from Rhode Island. Bob, welcome to the Best Soccer Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Doing all right. Hey, can't complain. 3 points tonight for the Americans.
Yeah, same here. It was a bit of an ugly win, but 3 points, I'll take it for sure. Anthony Robinson, huge goal. And when you think about it, it's kind of similar to the game at Honduras where he scored the first goal to kind of open the floodgates down there. He's arguably our most important player of qualifying. He's scored two huge goals.
The Rhode Island, little state, my man Bob, big take. Robinson looks like a kind of guy that's up for the challenge. He's up for the big game. I think he's a guy that when he's on the field, he's thinking, how can I contribute? How can I make a difference on the field? I think what needs to be figured out is how do he and Pulisic play together? That's what it is. And I don't necessarily think it's Anthony Robinson's issue. I think it's Pulisic's issue. If you're trying to figure out what part, it's not just Pulisic. This is unfair. I think I'm singling out Pulisic too much. The midfield isn't finding ways to get Christian Pulisic the ball in the spaces he wants to be in. That's on both parties. Pulisic's not always open on that side. He's one of the most marked men on the field. Everyone knows where Christian Pulisic is at all times. But he should also be used to that to an extent playing at Chelsea. So I think there's a little bit of mutual blame there. I think it's a lot more natural. It's a lot easier to get Tim Weah the ball than it is Pulisic, because in Serginho Dest, you have a guy that can break that first defender, and then that pulls the defender that's on Weah. It makes him want to step, because you have Dest with the ball running at you, and it allows Weah to find a channel. So I think there's a little, it's a little easier for Weah on that side. And also, let's be honest, if you can just boot a ball to Weah, and he's going to get on the end of it. The dude is lightning. He's so fast. Christian Pulisic doesn't have that breakaway speed. He's great. He has great speed with the ball, but not like Weah in terms of getting behind. So it's just a lot easier to break out Weah in this formation for the U.S. Pulisic's always going to have a harder time of it, man. He's got to start getting used to it. And I wish I could say that there's an easy solution for Christian Pulisic, but he's just got to play through it. As the other attackers on the field become more dangerous and get established, and teams are game planning against them, his night's going to get a little easier. The more success there is with Weah on the right, the more success there is with Musa breaking lines in the middle and defenders have to step, Pulisic's night gets easier. And you didn't see that tonight from Weah from Yunus Musa very often. He didn't have the ability to run with the ball at his feet as often as we saw in a couple other games in the last window. Yunus Musa didn't have the night that we saw from a month ago. And that's unfortunate. Hopefully he has a better night later in the window. But Pulisic's night gets harder when guys like Yunus Musa don't get to kind of run at the defense.
Bob, what'd you make of the lineup? What'd you make of Berhalter's starting lineup tonight for the Americans?
Yeah, I mean, I like, first off, I think John Brooks should be on the team. That he absolutely, he should be on the plane to Qatar. I'd rather fire Berhalter than have Brooks not go to the World Cup, personally. But that aside, obviously, I'm not surprised. But Ferreira, you know, it was a risk. I thought it didn't really pay off. I think he might have ended up getting the assist tonight, but. I thought he was pretty quiet. He obviously should have finished that opportunity in the first half. For me, I think Pepe has to start at least one of the next two games, personally. Even if that doesn't necessarily work with the formation, but I don't think you can start Ferreira all three games. And I think also Aaronson probably deserves a start in one of these next two games because Pulisic. You know, I'm a big Pulisic fanboy as anybody. I watch a ton of Chelsea games. He didn't look the same tonight. I don't know if it's a mental thing. It's been a rough stretch at Chelsea for him and the team. But, I think Aaronson just, especially in these rough CONCACAF games, like perhaps against Honduras, and it's kind of like what you were saying about Weah, where you can just boot it forward and Aaronson will sprint after it and maybe win some of those balls. And I think Pepe and Aaronson deserve a start in one of the next two games.
Good stuff. Hey, appreciate the call, Bob. Coming in here with two hot takes from Rhode Island. Don't be a stranger. We'll see you next time.
Yes, sir. Thanks a lot.
I love when I hear from places like Rhode Island that I just have no concept of what it looks like there. Like, what is it like in Rhode Island? Have you been to Rhode Island?
I have not. I have not been to Rhode Island.
I no idea. I have no idea what it's like there.
So we've got phone lines open. A few folks are waiting to get in touch here. Again, 717-727-BEST. Give us a ring. We want to hear from you. If you were at the match tonight in Columbus, give us a shout. We want to hear about the environment. What was the temperature like? How are your fingers and toes? Are you warming up? And of course, we want to hear.
Nick, what do you think when you look at the U.S. sideline? They got electric blankets on. Is that kind of like, come on, guys? Like they got electric blankets on.
I mean, it was their choice to put the game in Columbus.
I know, but like electric blankets, I don't know. It looks like you're about to watch Netflix. It doesn't look like you're about to come into the game. You know? I don't know. I'm not saying it ain't cold, but I'm just saying like electric blankets?
Speaking of cold, let's go to Will in Minnesota. Will, welcome to the Best Soccer Show.
Oh, I'm back. What's up, guys? I appreciate you guys hosting the show tonight.
Oh, no problem.
So I guess I'm really only going to talk about one thing regarding the game, which is, you know, striker Jesus Ferreira. I think it's going to be easy for people to, you know, knock him for missing two chances, right? But, you know, he also got himself in position for two chances. But I think he set the goal up. I think someone being a striker, you're going to go for goal where he headed the ball right there. Most strikers are going to say he was near the 6-yard box. They're going to go for goal. And he saw his fullback. Well, he knew his fullback was behind him and had a lot of space. And he made the smart play, and he almost got a second assist when Yunus Musa had a shot on goal. So I think, well, it's not what I want to see every time. I'm totally aboard the Ricardo Pepi choo-choo train. I don't think Ferreira was a failure tonight. I don't think he was an A+. I think he did his job.
Well, okay, I got to ask real quick. Was he heading that ball to Robinson, or was he heading that ball to Pulisic? And just Robinson happened to be there. It was a nice dummy by Christian to let that ball.
I don't know. I think you could put, he's heading into the space where he knows that they could be exploited.
Sure.
I agree with Jared 100% there. And the only other thing I want to bring up, I am going to the game on Wednesday night here in St. Paul. So excited that we got.
Will you have an electric blanket?
No, we're going to be fine. We're going to have our, we're Minnesotans. Like, for, I understand there's going to be people that travel to this game from out of state, and we are not going to look down upon people that are going to try and stay as warm as possible, however they need to do it. But personally, we will have our hand warmers and our feet warmers, and then we will have our
shirts off
blanket.
Are you going to have a shirt off at any point? You're the Minnesota. You got to show them that it's mind over matter.
Oh, yeah. No, I was actually – so I was at Brit's Pub in Minneapolis tonight, and I was talking to someone about this, bellied up to the bar. I was like, for a 10-minute stretch, yes, me and my buddies will be shirtless for the TV appearance, just to know, just so we have that Minnesota, like, yes, we are tough, but let's be honest. The Carhartts and the overalls are going to be on for most of the game.
To tell me, Will, that you have five friends, and then the three of you in the middle have USA on your chest when you take off your shirts, but in case there's a goal, the two guys on the ends have an M and an A and an H, so you can do Musa just in case he scores. Tell me that's the setup.
I would love for that to be the case, but what's going to happen is the ticket allocation, I could only purchase four tickets. So I got my four tickets in the American Outlaw supporter section, and we might not have USA painted across our chest, but we're going to be loud. Like, we're going to show out. Minneapolis, St. Paul is a great soccer community, and people are going to love it. I think Columbus was great tonight. I think the field condition was what I expected it to be. It was good.
So, I mean, just saying, you got four friends. You can still rock Pepe across your chest just Wea? In case he starts. Awea.
Reem? Better. No, better. Not Reem.
Reem? What are you doing? No, like, God, shut your mouth.
Is Reem in the lineup?
I don't think
no, thank in God. The, thank God.
He's not even here, is he?
No, he's in England someplace watching
I'm
this.
I'm taking a four-letter last names.
Anyways, guys, I appreciate you guys having me on, and I can't wait to call back after a win on Wednesday night.
All righty. Stay warm, Will. Appreciate the call. All right, that's Will from Minnesota here on the Best Soccer Show. We've got lines open, 717-727-BEST. Jared, have you ever painted your chest for a match before?
No.
Or any kind of sporting event? Because I have.
I'm old enough that I was at the 99 Women's World Cup final when they won at the Rose Bowl. And I do remember that for that game, my friend and I did cut out soccer balls to wear them on our heads with like antennas coming out of them.
Nice.
So I was that guy. I mean, there was a time in my life where I had no respect for myself.
I one time, and now I know this is not soccer related, my college roommates and I, when we were in college, we would make a day trip. We would drive to a Major League Baseball stadium for the day and then drive back. So, like, we drove to Chicago, which is a 5-hour trip one way. So, the 10 hours worth of driving in one day.
Yeah.
We painted Sosa on our chest. And I had the S. Yeah, I had an, or maybe it was an O. I can't remember what letter
I was. You had a 50% chance of having an S.
Right. I can't remember which letter it was. Either way. We're sitting in the sun, no sunblock, nothing. We get back. Then we have to
don't
drive.
Don't tell me you had a Revenge of the Nerds kind of thing.
We had to drive home with all this pain on us. And then
I thought you were going to tell me when you washed it away, you had a sunburn and the S was still there.
Yeah.
Like Superman. You're like a natural body Superman.
I've got a picture of it somewhere. I'll find it and post it in the bestie Slack. But yeah.
That's enough to get Patreon right there, folks.
That's right. Let's go back to the phones and welcome in area code 505. Welcome to the Best Soccer Show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Scott out of Albuquerque. Love the show. You guys are awesome.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, Albuquerque. I'm back in New Mexico.
Yep, middle of nowhere. But I see you guys wearing the Domestic United shirts on the podcast, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, baby.
What's on your mind? What'd you make of the match tonight?
Hey, I don't know if I missed a different color coming in with this take. I know I'll probably get crucified in the chat. But I just enjoy seeing the U.S. win. I know that we had some problems finishing, you know, scoring where we could have scored. But the bar I was at, I never really felt any fear when El Salvador was getting their chances. I felt like our defense held up really well. Always felt like we were going to come out of this with a win. And I feel like after these games, you know, people always looking for the negative. But I think there was a lot of positive out of this, too.
What was your biggest positive? What was your biggest? What was your biggest positive take from it?
That defense. That defense held up real well. I never felt like they were going to close.
Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You got the bottom before. The MMA midfield is ruthless.
Yeah, it's interesting watching that defense tonight. It seemed that El Salvador was content to let Walker Zimmerman have the ball at his feet and dare him to make a play. It seems like they were much quicker to close Chris Richards. But when Walker Zimmerman had the ball at his feet, I think the scouting report on him was that, you know, potentially this is where a turnover may happen on a long pass or a forced ball. I thought he had pretty good distribution out of the back tonight. There's a couple that definitely left something to be desired, but I think there's still a weakness in the back line. When you talk about Miles Robinson, John Brooks, and Chris Richards, you have three guys that are better at passing than Walker Zimmerman, but again, the dude is a beast in the air. Didn't miss an aerial battle all night. So he's a matchup problem for any team in CONCACAF. So it's going to be tough to get him out of the lineup, but I do think that you saw tonight a El Salvador team that was content to let him have the ball at his feet and just see if they could pick off some of those passes and get a counter.
Anything you want to see differently coming up this weekend, Scott?
I'd like to see Pepe on the front line. I think he could have closed some of those shots that Rara couldn't.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't be surprised. And Nicholas Murray putting it here in the chat. Miles Robinson for Chris Richards. I don't think you go this window without seeing Miles Robinson at least one more of these games. I was actually kind of surprised not to see him tonight. I think what that's saying is, you know what? I'm trying to think what that says, actually. I'm trying to think what that says that Chris Richards played tonight instead of Miles Robinson. One, perhaps Miles Robinson isn't – he's in the offseason, as is Walker Zimmerman, and Berhalter saw a lot of Miles Robinson over these two camps that have been going on. So either potentially Zimmerman and Miles both only have two games in them, and they don't have three, so there was always going to have to be a rotation here, and we're just seeing the beginning of it. It may not be a statement on Miles Robinson. It might just be a platoon kind of thing where all three of these center backs are going to get two games each. Miles Robinson could also have a bit of a knock or something like that. Not quite sure what that is, but that was definitely surprising to me when I saw that come out. Not that I don't think Chris Richards is capable and ready to play a starting role for the U.S. national team if called upon. I was just surprised to see Berhalter go against theme of these two guys taking care of business over the last two windows.
Scott, I'm going to let you go. We got a lot of folks in here. Appreciate the call, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
That's Scott in Albuquerque.
New Mexico, Albuquerque. The only place still using rotary phones, it sounds like.
No, we appreciate Scott giving us a ring.
Yeah, Scott.
I'll tell you, like, again, we've got a couple lines open. 717-727-BEST. And maybe this is my fault for not looking this up and paying more attention to this, but
I'm sure it is.
Was Miles, when did he serve a suspension? Did he not have?
He did it against the Jamaica game.
Okay.
I believe. I think he sat out that game.
I'll take your word for it. I personally don't recall.
It's all running together to me, yeah. And it's 2 months ago at this point, so I'm not remembering too much. But I believe that was the case.
All right, let's go to Felix in Chicago. Felix, welcome to the Best Soccer Show.
Felix.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, no, I just wanted to talk about the game. You know, I wish we would have won by a few more goals. Overall, I'm happy that with the performance, you know, El Salvador really came out to play. They were clearly desperate to you know, keep their kind of World Cup hopes alive. I thought Zimmerman looked good. I thought he was, you know, hitting some passes that I think people don't really give him credit for. Field was a little quiet. Musa was very quiet. In addition, I think Pulisic and Weah kind of had maybe not the greatest games. I don't know if you guys, I had missed the first part of the show, so I don't know what you guys have talked about. I didn't think they had the greatest games. And I think that's one of the reasons that kind of hurt us too. Jesus Ferreira, I thought outside of kind of missing those chances, I thought he played all right. I thought like his movement and everything, I think it worked in terms of what they were trying to accomplish by creating chances. They were creating chances in the first half. They just didn't put them away. You know, I think overall, I think the game plan, whatever his game plan was, I think it worked. They just didn't finish. You know, there would be, I remember a chance where Weah had a chance and he kind of took a couple extra touches. I think Des took a couple extra touches on like a chance. I think they just weren't as sharp. There was a lot of guys who just aren't playing or playing regularly, like Pulisic. We all know about Pulisic stuff. Dest isn't playing. The only ones who are really kind of playing regularly right now and getting with their club teams is Musa, McKennie, and Richards. Everyone else. Sorry, yeah. I'm surprised. I'm talking this long, and I'm used to Jason cutting me off right now.
See, I let our folks talk. I'm a nice guy.
Felix, I do have a question for you. I'm gonna cut you off to ask you a question. Let's say McKennie, who we saw having some issues at the end of the game, can't go on the weekend. Who's your substitution for McKennie if you keep Adams and Musa in there?
I think that's a great question, Jared. You know, I think the thing with McKennie is what McKennie is so great at. I don't know where I heard this, but he's so great at causing chaos everywhere, right? He can go in and he can bust up plays. He's great at pushing forward, moving the ball around, making great runs in the box. There's really no one in our pool really who does that, to be blunt. He's a one-off.
Not at that level, at least.
Right. So I think what you would do is I think you would probably maybe switch up the roles. I would ask Musa, I need you to, as much as you can, I need you to kind of perform that role. I need you to move around. I need you to kind of make these late runs in the box. I need you to kind of drop back. I think going forward, I think Eunice is really strong. I don't think he's very good defensively. I know he's just not. So I think what you might have to do is in his stead, I don't know. I mean, I guess everyone's going to say Luca Della Torre.
You know
he's
it, baby.
Unknown.
You got to go with the hipster pick, baby. You got to go with the hipster pick.
Yeah, he's definitely the hipster pick. He's such an unknown. I think like the legend of De La Torre, I feel like is probably much bigger than the reality. You know, so, but I mean, legit, I think outside of putting him in the final third and kind of where he can connect and look for a goal, I don't think he's really effective outside of that. And Roldan, I think he just kind of runs around a lot, but he doesn't.
Isn't that
kind
of what
he
does?
But he doesn't really lose anything. He's just kind of there, right? So yeah. I think Luca Del Torre is the only real choice, but I don't know.
It's unfortunate with Busio not here. Yeah, with Busio that's the.
Yeah, the thing with Busio, and maybe this is a little bit of a hot take. I think he's been all right for Venezia, but he, I don't know if you guys have noticed, he's kind of been benched recently. I think Busio right now though on the national team, and you guys have been following the team a little while now, so you might pick up this reference. Do you guys remember Jose Francisco Torres? Do you remember him when he played for the national team?
Of course.
He was really good with Pachuca. Really good with Pachuca, really good at connecting play and connecting between.
Couldn't do anything with the national team.
Transition. But on the national team, he wasn't great. But with Pachuca, he was great. I feel like Gianluca Busio is going to be kind of a similar player. He's much better with the club team than he is with the national team because the way we play, his Busio's play, I have a feeling, doesn't translate to the national team. And kind of similar to Jose Francisco Torres. I think he's kind of I have the feeling he's going to be a similar player. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't know. I think and some of the reasons why we're not seeing De La Torre previously, we're not seeing De La Torre and Busio both getting called up, is because they're similar players in terms of that they're much more active with the ball and looking for a pass as opposed to, you know, disrupting and breaking lines with them carrying the ball the way McKennie and Musa will. So, but I think De La Torre is probably much stronger defensively. Not strong, you know, he's better than Busio. Busio's such a little guy. He just kind of gets run over by everybody. So, I think De La Torre is probably the easy pick as a fan, but I'm not sure what that's we're going to see, to be honest.
All right.
But hey, LeJet hasn't played in a while either.
Yeah.
LeJet hasn't played in a while. I've been talking I really appreciate you guys letting me in.
You're the man, Felix. We appreciate you calling.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Take care, guys.
That's Felix in Chicago giving us a ring here on the Best Soccer Show. We've got a few more folks here waiting to chat. Let's go to area code 203. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is John and Tori. What's up?
How's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
Good. Feeling good about the game.
Nice. What's your best favorite thing? What did you feel best about?
Weston McKennie. I mean, he was easily the best player on the field. Like, he was just phenomenal. I mean, so crafty all over the field. He created so many chances. Him and Weah.
He said crafty. I thought he said crappy. I'm like, wait, what? Okay. I'm on the same page. It took me a minute, but
no, it was just like you could just feel his confidence over the last couple months. It's been rising. How bad was Pulisic?
You know, like, it wasn't good, dude.
He went to attack somebody. He lost the ball. And then Aaronson came on, and, you know, it was a burst of energy.
Aaronson's always a burst of energy.
I want to say one thing about that. With the Aaronson thing, Aaronson had the benefit, however, of coming into a game that El Salvador was chasing. So when you saw Aaronson in positive positions, think of where he was and what he was doing. Most of the time when Aaronson was impressive or you noticed him in this game, it was because Anthony Robinson had won a ball back in defense and El Salvador was pushed too far up the field and Aaronson was running at the back defender. And so so Anthony Robinson was getting in position and getting them the ball in very good position, running on the front foot. I don't know that Pulisic had that same luxury for most of his minutes because the game was 0-0 for so long. Not to say that Aaronson wasn't good, not to say that Pulisic didn't struggle, but I think there is a little bit that we have to say and give Aaronson the talk about the fact that certain things about when he came in the game were more in his favor than Pulisic had during his minutes.
I mean, I guess so, but the only time I noticed Pulisic tonight, it was trash.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, is Aaronson starting for you in Canada then?
I don't know. That's crazy. That's a little crazy talk. I mean, my wife would say yes, but I would say no.
So she's crushing on Aaronson, huh? She likes that hair?
Hard.
I love Aaronson.
She loves the idea of him being American.
That's what I'm talking about. More of the female voice on this show. Put the phone over to her. Let's talk about Aaronson's hair for a second. Like, that's what I care about. I mean, he's got that Tiger Beat skills, man. He's got that little boyish look. It looks so nice, you know?
He's a little rascal. He's always there. He's all on the ball. He's always in the mix.
That's right. He's like a raccoon that just found like a scrap of meat in a trash can, dude. Like, he ain't going to let go of it.
He's unbelievable.
All right, more female voices on the show. That's what I want to take away from this. So all the ladies out there, make sure you call in too. I appreciate you guys calling in.
Yeah, we appreciate you calling. We want to get through a couple of these folks here real quick as we begin to wind things down here on the Best Soccer Show. Let's go to area code 614. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Robert. I was at the game.
Hey, what was the atmosphere like? Are you warm? Are you warming up now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Ohio, man. You know, you're from Ohio.
Oh, yeah. We're used to it.
You put some gloves on and a hat and thermals and you're good. It wasn't bad at all. I mean, it was cold, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm so cold, I can't take it. about Pulisic, at halftime, I texted a friend saying I thought he was going to be the first player subbed off, and it really wasn't necessarily all about his play. It was about he was like off the ball, he was getting beaten up. I don't know if it was seen on the cameras. With every 2-3 guys, he'd take a step one way or the other. He was getting pounded. And there was a corner kick or two, I don't know if you saw, in that first half. And they may have cut away. But once he kicked the ball, I mean, he was walking stiffly. And I did watch Destin McKennie after the game. They seemed to walk off okay, to be honest with you. But
Pulisic
was just just to be fair, he was just getting beat up the whole first half, at least from what I saw.
But that's what we always see.
Yeah, if going back to the Champions League, yeah. maybe the Champions semifinal, I think he was the most fouled player on the field. I mean, this is part of what his game is winning free kicks and taking these hits. But he's got to produce despite that. You know, like that can't be the only thing he's bringing to the game. And these teams at CONCACAF, like I said, they're not playing in the semifinal of the Champions League where the other team's also playing to win. El Salvador's playing for a result. Yeah. They're playing to be 0-0 for as long as possible. It's a different type of beast out here in CONCACAF. And I know people say, oh, stop fetishizing CONCACAF. Get over yourselves. This is different. Yeah. It's a different style of ball, man.
Yeah. And it was, like I said, it was more off the ball, probably off camera too, that what I saw. The atmosphere was intense, though. No one sat the whole game. I mean, it was pretty intense. Feeling, but I think someone said, I heard him, McKinney was the best. I mean, he looks the best. When you're there in the stadium, he just looks like, I mean, he just controls everything. He's all over the ball, and he's confident, and I did get to see Weah and Das up close. When they have the ball, they're pretty intimidating. I mean, they come at guys real fast and hard, and I don't know. I mean, I've been listening to you guys forever, and I just think we just have a good team. I mean, I didn't feel like we were in any trouble.
Yeah, I think this team needs to believe in itself. That's one of the issues. I think it's a good team, but they're young.
I don't think that's an issue. I think they definitely believe in themselves.
They believe in themselves, but I think that as the game goes, I think one of the issues with the first half performances is they come out hot. Like the first 10 minutes is almost always really good 1-2 touch passing, like nice triangles.
100 miles an
hour. And they don't score. And they don't score. And I think because in those first minutes, they're so confident in those first minutes that when they don't get what they want early on, they deflate a bit. They deflate a bit, and it's not going their way, and I think that's a maturity thing. I think it'll get better over time. And then coming out of the second half, you get that pep talk again, and now you come out with that same fire again, and guess what? Now the other team's tired from 45 minutes. Now you come out with that same youthful energy that you had those first 10, and it's the first 10 of the second half, and then we start seeing a difference. And I think that's what's kind of manifesting itself here with these performances in first half versus second half.
Yeah, and to make your point, when the second half started, Robinson was calling for the ball immediately, like the whole first 5 minutes of that second half. He just kept saying, you know, he was waving his hand, kicking me the ball, and so I agree with that as well.
I appreciate the call.
Yeah,
Robert.
Go warm up,
live
Robert.
From Columbus, man.
No, I'm good, man. Don't matter. All right, thank you guys. I love your show.
No, I
appreciate it, guys.
That's Robert in Columbus. He was there at the match tonight at I think they call it lower.com field or something like that. It's not my
I don't know what lower.com is. I've never heard of this stuff. I have no idea. Yeah. Maybe I'm just old. I don't know.
I'm with you. Let's go to we're going to wrap things up here. Let's go one more caller here. Oscar from DC. Welcome to the Best Soccer Show. What's up, Oscar?
Hello, hello. Can y'all hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear. What's on your mind tonight?
Awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to add to this. When was the last time Pulisic had a good game? Like, oof. When?
Man, for the national team? Oh, man. Let's see. I'm really have to think back because he was out for a number of games. Yeah, it was
the final against Mexico?
He scored a penalty.
True.
He's got a penalty, but I think he was good in that game overall anyway. I mean, I think he was good, decent in that game overall. I think a lot of the same thing we're seeing tonight, though, which was dribbling at the double, triple teams. I think you've seen that every game in every window of this World Cup qualifying. I think this is far more Tim Weah's offense than it is Christian Pulisic's offense. Weah's game is a lot easier to execute than Christian Pulisic's game. But the real game about the real United States difference and the thing you can count on isn't Christian Pulisic. And it definitely isn't the number 9 because we don't know who it is. It's the MMA midfield. If that is solid, things around it can still happen. It's just you're not going to see blowouts and stuff like that, unfortunately.
When do you think his last best performance was for the U.S. men's national team, Oscar?
I mean, for me, it was that friendly against Northern Ireland, but like a long time ago.
Yeah, that's a year ago.
Actually playing well. Actually like controlling the game, giving assists, scoring. Like, I mean, I'm not saying every game has to be 4-0, but Pulisic has not played well at all in this qualifying cycle. And in the last cycle, he actually was the better player. So I'm kind of losing my patience with that. And I don't know. I don't start him at least in the next game.
I'll say this, Oscar. I don't think if he didn't have the armband on his hand, on his arm, I don't know that he comes out of the second half onto the field. I think that if he was has the armband and Berhalter had pulled him at halftime, I think that would have killed that guy's confidence in a way that you can't afford to. So I think his performance, not just his performance, but the lack of what you were getting on the field the first half and having Brendan Aaronson burning a hole in your back pocket, I think there was a claim to be made to make that move then. But because the guy has the armband on his shoulder, I think you can't do that because you're just going to kill him in front of all the other guys on that team. That you can't pull your captain at halftime.
Can you imagine being Berhalter and having to make that call? How do you not put a healthy Pulisic on the field in a World Cup qualifier? Like, especially at home.
Yeah, it's a tough thing. I mean, in a 3-game window, you can justify it a bit because it's like, oh, they all kind of play all the games, you know. But I mean, he kind of can right now. He's not playing many minutes with Chelsea. He could play 3 games this week, and I think he will. And I think you can pull him at the 60th minute mark because you can say, oh, I just got to rest you. You know, we got a 1-0 lead. But I think also Berhalter was like, whew, man, let's get him off because this ain't working.
All right. Well, good show, y'all.
Well, we appreciate the call, Oscar. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you.
It's Oscar in DC here on the Best Soccer Show as we let's begin to wrap things up here, Jared. Look, 3 points at home. That's a good start to these next the 3-match window here. We talked about it on the show on Sunday night, whether or not this should be a 7-point window or a 9-point window. They're on their way. We know Canada is going to be a tough task coming up on Sunday. What are you expecting in that match? Are you going to expect a lot of changes from Berhalter?
I'll tell you what. Coming into this, when Jason and I were speaking last week, I think he and I both thought that Berhalter would worry mainly about the two home games, and the Canada game was a bit of a throwaway. You know, if you get some points, you get some points, but it's more important to secure the 6 and try to get a 7-point in Canada. By not starting Pepe tonight, not starting Miles Robinson tonight, I think he's tipping his hand a little bit that he's going to take the Canada game more seriously than what we thought he was going to. I think he's going to go into that game looking to get 3 points. I am expecting to see Reggie Cannon instead of Serginho Dest in that game. Injury aside, I think that was going to happen.
Yeah.
I think the Anthony Robbins stays in the lineup. If MMA is good to go, I think MMA stays, but I don't know if Weston McKennie can do a game again or how he's going to recover from what it looked like at the end there. And then up front, I expect to see Ricardo Pepi, Christian Pulisic, and potentially I'll see Paul Areola. I was actually surprised that Paul Areola wasn't the choice to come in instead of Jordan Morris, because I'll be honest, Jordan Morris was a non-factor at the time he was on the field. Yeah. Didn't do anything. You know,
first game back in a while, though.
It's hard, but then again, okay, first game back, but this isn't first game back with the club team. He was selected by the coach to make an appearance for the U.S. national team. So you've got to be ready to. And so in a game where you were trying to secure a 1-0 win, he's got a lot of industry and stuff like that, but that's also kind of why you bring Paul Areola to this team, is to try to get that same kind of industry. And I will say this, they had to move Brendan Aaronson to the right side of that forward line to cover for Dest because they knew that that was the defensive issue. So you have to put Brendan Aaronson out of position instead of just bringing Paul Areola on, who probably could have helped with that. So I don't know, kind of interesting there. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Areola start up front with Pulisic and Pepe in the next round.
We shall see. Of course, they're heading up to Hamilton, Canada, to take on Connor. Connor with a nice chat here. It says Morris played. Well played there, Connor. Well played. So, the U.S. men heading up. Yeah, I guess technically it would be up north.
You'd know better than me.
Yeah,
dude.
It would be north.
I have no idea where these places are.
Up north to Hamilton in Canada to take on the Canadian national team, who last I checked, they did.
How are there not more Hamilton like Broadway references like right now, like leading into this, like Canada should be like the USA will never be satisfied, like all sorts of like. Why are there not any like tie-ins right here?
I gotta fully admit, man, that just went right over my head. I mean,
oh, Nick, get some culture. God dang it, not everything is about beers in your garage.
Hey, I've been to the Broadway. Lion King. I've been to Phantom of the Opera.
Okay, I'll give you
cultured.
That. Okay,
I'm cultured. It was a long time ago, but I did it.
Okay, enjoy the music of the night then. But I'm just telling you that you need to get a little bit of a little Hamilton into your life. And also, if guys want to, if anyone out there wants a nice Canadian Broadway show to watch right now, I think it's on Hulu or Disney Plus. Come From Away. Go watch a nice Canadian Broadway show to get yourself ready for this game. Fantastic, fantastic show.
Oh my goodness.
And it's kind of American too, because it's about 9/11 too. So you know how we get about that. So yeah.
So we've got a big game coming up against Canada on Sunday. So make sure you get subscribed to the YouTube channel. Hit that subscribe button down there or wherever it's at on your screen. And hit the bell button so that you get a notification when we go live. I think we're still making some plans for Sunday. Nothing's been finalized just yet.
I think WNBC is not calling up the Golden Voice for that one. So yeah. I think he may be here with us. So NBC. Oh, you got that on the board.
Oh, I've got that. I got, well, this isn't really apropos for tonight, but.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I wonder where he was.
Well done. All right.
There's so many Hamilton references in the chat right now that you're not getting. It's going right over you. Oh, my God. Right, you guys are doing good work, though, in the chat. Well done.
So, again, make sure you get subscribed to the YouTube channel. Get subscribed wherever you get your podcast, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts, you can find our show here. We need ratings and reviews because I got to be honest, like my favorite part of Sunday night when we do our show is the 5 minutes I get to come on and do these reviews. And when y'all don't leave reviews, I don't get on the show.
We get no Nikki and Soup and Sausage time, yeah. Huh?
So go leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Or if you don't want to leave it on Apple Podcasts, you can hit us up. bestsoccershowreviews@gmail.com.
Yeah, you're kind of helpless when you don't have reviews.
Is that another Hamilton reference?
I'll leave it up to you to find out.
I'm going to just go ahead and assume that's the case. Also, we mentioned it earlier, the Patreon. You got to get in touch. Patreon.com/thebestsoccershow. Go support the show. That way you get access to the bestie Slack and all of our bonus content, whether it's pre-show, post-show. We have a lot of fun.
Shout out to the besties to get out there taking pictures in Columbus this week. We saw like Freddie, Allison.
Morgan's there.
Who else? Justin, I think, is there. Mm-hmm. There's, I mean, so many of the besties are there all taking pictures together and stuff like that. It's a whole community. Like I said, the Bestie Travel Slack channel that helps you so you can meet up with people that, like I said, Best Soccer Show approved.
Absolutely.
No creepers. At least I don't think there's any creepers.
We got just travel channel. We've got video games, music. I think there's a cooking. I know there's a beer channel and a sports book channel. I mean,
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
Let the Best Soccer Show make you some money.
Yeah, that's right. So
I wonder what the line is on Prolific starting next game.
Ooh, that's a good question. You could find out in the Bestie Sportsbook channel. We'll get you added to that channel tonight. Don't worry. So yeah, any final thoughts as we get out of here?
No, I think that's it. I'm really looking forward to see what the changes are up there. Looking forward to see what Greg Berhalter's mentality is. We'll know a lot by what the 11 he chooses to put out there. And also, what I'm really looking for more than anything else is just a offensive production from a striker. Yeah. That's just what I need. Can't concentrate on right backs and left backs making goals for us all the time.
Yeah, I'm with you there. And more importantly, I don't want to see any injuries, and I want to see 3 points. If you get out of Canada with a point, I take that as a success without question. But I'd like to see 3 points. I want to be on top of that table. We'll see what happens.
Go up there to Tim Hortons. Get that donut. No, you want a donut. That's zero. No, we don't want to. We're going to give Canada a donut.
Yeah, but you can get like, what are the donuts that are like?
Timbits. I thought you meant the holes. Sorry.
Well, I meant like the elongated
I bet you want
sticks.
One.
Something like that.
Yeah, you want a bar.
What you want to call bar. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
You want the most phallic of donuts.
You would think that I'd be, with the round shape of my gut, that I'd be a donut connoisseur, and I just cannot give you the names of...
What's making it happen for you, though, then? What's making the gut if it's not donuts?
Oh, it's... I don't want to get into it. It's going to be a long night. Everything else. Okay. Everything else. My thanks to Jason Davis, who kindly took a work gig tonight over at the big show over at Sirius XM, allowing me to fill in. I appreciate you, Jason. Thank you for this opportunity. And yeah, that's going to do it. We'll
shout out to your facial hair for making an appearance.
Yeah. We'll see what happens. Hopefully we get to keep it for another couple of weeks. We shall see. All right, that's going to do it for the Best Soccer Show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for all the callers tonight. We'll see you all on Sunday. Bye.
Calm down, Greg. It's soccer. It's soccer.
Head to the chopper!
The sausage king of Chicago.
Who asked those questions?
The horror show.
Boston, don't you finally